Okay, good morning, Medford and Somerville. This is Amy, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Radio. And show name is We'll Put a Pin in This. So welcome, everybody. And I don't know, it's... I'm going to do my bit about the weather, I guess, but it's pretty... It's not looking beautiful out today. It's that very cold but also humid combination that so many New Englanders know and love. I don't know. I'm not feeling super down about it, though. I'm just going about my day. Hopefully it's not affecting you guys very much. But I did notice that it got down to the 50s last night, which is very exciting. I did take out my air conditioner from my window because I was a little bit cold. And I did see it's going to be 80 sometime next week, but I don't know... I think we can manage without the AC. I think it was time. But this episode, we're going to do movie endings. So these are songs that I personally think should be at the end of a movie. They sound like they, if they aren't already at the end of a movie, like in the soundtrack, I don't know. I think they would make great fits for movie ending song. I don't know. This is great. Okay. But yeah, when you're listening to them as well, which I do this sometimes, whenever I put on this mix of music, it's, I don't know. I do feel like I'm in a movie, which is kind of bad, but maybe it's good. So we're gonna do a song called Whoa Man by Dayglow, and this is off of his album Harmony House. So I hope you guys enjoy, and hopefully you feel like you're at the end of a movie. So here we go.
No matter what the distance, it doesn't make a difference if you can't see that light anymore. Yeah, you've already told me the same old tale of glory. You're still on that same side of the door. So tell me what you're feeling like this for. Whoa, man. You really gotta let this go, man. Yeah, if you wanna keep on growing, you gotta leave some things behind. Gotta step out of that mind this time. Thinking of an instance, the memory is persistent, and you can't seem to shake it from your mind. So listen to me closely, but look around you mostly. There's so much more to love that you will find. Once you wipe those tears away from both your eyes and let them dry. Gotta let this go, man. Cause if you wanna keep on growing, you're gonna have to leave some things behind. You gonna have to step out of that mind. This time.
Okay, so that was Woe Man by Dayglow. I still can't get over how divided the Tufts campus was about having Dayglow perform at our spring fling. I believe it was last year. It didn't matter what people's thoughts and feelings were because he didn't end up coming. I forget why. I think he maybe missed his flight, was sick, was ill. RIP, hope Dayglow is doing okay. But that was Woe Man. Again, off of Harmony House. If you like that song, I think there's another song called Closer, or Close to You. It's called Close to You. That one is really cute. It has a similar sound. So check that out if you liked Woe Man. Next up, we have a song by Peach Pit. This one is called Figure Eight, and it's off of You and Your Friends. And I saw Peach Pit live last year at All Things Go, which is coming up. I think it's this weekend. Unfortunately, not going to make it down to DC to see them again. I don't know if they're actually playing, but gonna miss the festival this year, which is okay, but the lineup is crazy. I don't know. So if you're going, enjoy. It's gonna be really fun. And if you're not, like, that's okay. Let's listen to some Peach Pit. This is Figure Eight off of You and Your Friends. And another song that makes me feel like I'm at the end of a movie. Let me know what you think. Here we go. Okay, so that was Figure Eight by Peach Pit. That one at the end there, I don't know if anyone else noticed this or if it was just me, but it sounded like there was a note. It sounded like there was a Tibetan singing bowl in the background. I don't know if these headphones just have that particular frequency, like louder or something, but it did really sound like that for me. But yeah, that one's another great song. And I don't know, I don't have too much to say about that one. Peach Pit is always great. I remember driving around our hometown, listening to Peach Pit with our windows down. You know how it is. But yeah, so that was Peach Pit for me. We have, next song is called Idaho, and this is by a band called Slow Pulp off of their release called Movies, which was released in 2020. This whole group of music makes me, I don't know, think about the time. I don't know if anyone else had this, but when it was freshman year of college, I believe it was 2021, everyone was trying to meet people on Facebook, and basically everyone was like, I am obsessed with Call Me By Your Name and Claro, and it just really reminds me of that time, this music, so, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but we're just going back. But anyway, this is Idaho by Slow Pulp off of Movies, and I hope you guys enjoy. Okay, so that was Idaho by Slow Pulp, and hopefully you guys see what I mean. I don't know, that one really sounded like it belonged at the end of a movie. I don't totally know what the song is about. I know it's called Idaho. I've heard great things. I've never been to Idaho, and I don't know much about it, but I have heard that the, I don't know, natural, I don't know, the nature in Idaho is great. So I would love to go to Idaho and check it out and see what these mountains are about. But I don't foresee that happening anytime soon. That's okay though. Anyway, we are going to move on to another song. This one is by Always. I don't know if I should say it like Always, because the V, like the W, is made up of two V's. So I don't know how they intended people to say their band name, and I should know this, but it's okay. We have, this song is Archie Marry Me, and this is off of their release Always. So hope you guys enjoy this one. I think this is one of their earlier songs. I think they got pretty famous from this one, but maybe you guys knew them before this song. Anyway, hope you guys enjoy. This is Archie Marry Me by Always. Okay, so that was Marry Me, or no, that was Archie, comma, Marry Me by Always, and that kind of marks kind of getting to PSA time, but not quite yet. But yeah, that was another one. I really feel like that It's like movie ending to me. I think I did a little bit of research, and it says that song. I actually haven't listened to the lyrics properly for that song, but it says that, first of all, Always is a Canadian band, and the song was released in 2013, which was, it's actually 10 years ago, which is difficult to comprehend. But yeah, so, and also, the song, like, touches on themes of commitment and financial stability, like, all of that that comes with marriage, and it was written by the vocalist and guitarist of Always, which is Molly Rankin, and Alec O'Hanley, as a critique of the standard societal expectation that one is to marry upon entering adulthood. So, it's a little bit of information for you guys about that song. Next up, we have a song called Lung, and this is by an artist called Jay Pastel. I don't know much about this artist, but I did stumble upon this song a long time ago and thought it was perfect for today, this theme of movie ending. So, movie endings, excuse me. We're gonna get going though with Lung, and hopefully you guys enjoy. Here we go. Okay, so that was Lung by J.Pastel. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that. I had never heard of J.Pastel until, like, I've heard of this song, but I don't feel like that's a prominent name, so maybe go check them out, and let me know if you like their music. Now it is 12:28 p.m., so you know what that means. It's PSA time, or 2 minutes shy of PSA time. But we're gonna jump right in. We have a Mystic River Reservation PSA. So, okay. Starting off strong. Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. from the Tufts campus is just a 4-block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there. Exclamation point. Okay, so you can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis, and picnic, or bring your own gear to have fun in the grassy fields. The Tufts Bacow Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile trek, mostly along the Mystic River, and a little less than a mile further up the Shannon Beach on Upper Mystic Lake. I read that wrong. And a little further up, the Shannon Beach on Upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Experience nature with all sorts of gorgeous trees, grass, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles. Improve your physical and mental health. Period. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along... Along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Non-Commercial Community Radio. So, you guys heard it here first, or maybe you didn't hear it here first, but there is a lot of really cool nature around this area, and the fells. They didn't mention the fells at all in that, but I'm trying to go on more walks in around that area. But there are a lot of parks, and Mystic Lake is beautiful. So I know it's not as charming in the cloudy, fall, humid, cold weather, but it's still pretty nice out. So I don't know. Hope you guys take advantage of the nature, the bikes, the chipmunks, hawks, and eagles. But yeah, next up we have a song by the Goo Goo Dolls. This is called Black Balloon. I was either going to play this or Slide, but I feel like everyone plays Slide. Everyone knows Slide. Let's listen to Black Balloon, you know? Similar energy, though. And yeah, I forget about the Goo Goo Dolls, but every time they come back into circulation, I get really excited and listen to them a lot. So we're in one of those phases right now. Hopefully you guys enjoy this song, but here we go.
Black balloon makes her fly. I almost fell into that hole in your life. You're not thinking about tomorrow, 'cause you were the same as me. We'll be right back.
Okay, so that was Black Balloon by the Goo Goo Dolls off of Dizzy Up the Girl, which was released in 1998. And I don't know why my voice is cracking like this, guys. I don't know. But yeah, hopefully you guys enjoyed that song. And next up we have a song by... I didn't know that Pizza Girl sang this song, but this song is by Pizza Girl. It's called Seabirds. And I remember being... Actually, tying things back together, I was hanging out with Angela at Mystic Lake, which is one of the beautiful... which is the only beautiful park and nature area that was mentioned in the PSA. I was playing Seabirds, and she was like, oh my god. Because this, I mean, I guess it was released in 2018, but I had not played Seabirds and had someone else know it before. Not that it's super underground or anything. Like, it just was like a random, oh, like, you like this. Yay. But yeah, I don't know. That was a nice little moment. And it reminded me, I feel like this is like, if you like the 1975 and the Japanese House, this very much falls under that umbrella. So I'm just gonna let this song do its thing. This is Seabirds by Pizza Girl. And I hope you guys enjoy. Here we go.
But if you look hard enough,
Okay, so that was Seabirds by Pizza Girl. And yeah, I don't have too much to say on that one. This is like Seabirds was an EP that was released in 2018 for anyone who's curious. We have about 20 minutes left, I think. Got an interesting smattering of songs for you guys. I'm gonna try and vary it a little bit, but we're gonna keep things going just for time's sake. We have a song called Slow Motion by Floor up next, so I hope you guys enjoy this one, and here we go. Okay, so that was Slow Motion by Floor, and that one was a big high school song for me. Also, this the album that it was on is called Ley Lines, released in 2019, for those curious. Basically, I only listened to music that sounded like that, and Juice WRLD, so imagine that. We've grown so much. Those were crazy times. But yeah, so that was Slow Motion by Floor, and I do feel like I'm moving in slow motion when I'm listening to that song, but we're going to get things going. We have a bit of a different take on movie endings. This is a Blink-182 song called Wishing Well, and I'd imagine that this is the end of like a 2000s like teenager, like this could be the end of like a Diary of a Wimpy Kid movie, maybe, or like Freaky Friday. Like, I imagine Roderick listening to this song as inspiration for Loaded Diaper. I don't totally know. Let me know what you guys think, those of you who are listening. But yeah, definitely. Okay, we're gonna get it going. This is Wishing Well by Blink-182. Here we go. Okay, so that was Wishing Well by Blink-182. It's very Malcolm in the Middle to me. Or very, like, it feels like everything Roderick would stand for, hypothetically. Anyway, yeah, so that was Blink-182. We're bringing them back into the mix. So next up we have a song called Built This Way by Samantha Ronson. And I'm just going to play it. You guys are probably going to know what this is from, but I'm not going to say it until after I play it. But here we go.
Did you ever feel like you wanna be someone else for just one day? Did you ever feel like you wanna see through another pair of eyes? Did you ever think I might wanna be with anyone else for just one day? Did you ever really think of me when I walked away? The look, the dunks and the bottle of Jack, the smoke's the slouch out of my eyes. Now you think you know what you think you're fine. You think you'll figure me out tonight, but you'll never know what I won't share. Cause I don't care, no, I don't care. You think you'll figure me out tonight, but I don't care. And I wonder if I'm just built this way. Cause every man that I know makes me feel like I'm to blame when it's over. Me and my selfish ways go back to start again. Go back to start again. Did you ever feel like you should have said something smarter at the time? Did you ever feel like you should have kept it all to yourself? Did you ever think it might be your fault? I never promised anymore. Did you ever think it might not be me? No, it was always me. The book, the dunks and the bottle of Jack, the smoke's the slouch out of my eyes. Now you think you know what you think you're fine. You think you'll figure me out tonight, but you'll never know what I won't share. Cause I don't care, no, I don't care. You think you'll figure me out tonight, but I don't care. And I wonder if I'm just built this way. Cause every man that I know makes me feel like I'm to blame when it's over. Me and my selfish ways go back to start again. And I wonder out of my eyes. Now you think you know what you think you're fine. You think you'll figure me out tonight, but you'll never know what I won't share. Cause I don't care, no, I don't care. You think you'll figure me out tonight, but I don't care. And I wonder if I'm just built this way. Cause every man that I know makes me feel like I'm to blame when it's over.
Okay, so that was Built This Way by Samantha Ronson. And yeah, that one fit pretty well into the category of movie endings. I feel like I couldn't have left that one out. I don't know. But yeah, hopefully you guys enjoyed We have one more song in our movie ending themed show. This one is called Keeping the Light On by Joy Oladokun. I don't totally know if I said that right, but I saw her at Boston Calling this past summer and she was amazing. I think she has some songs with Noah Kahan as well. So check her out if you're curious and if you like this song. But thank you guys for tuning in. This is We'll Put a Pin in This. This is Amy. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So this is our last song. Hopefully you guys enjoy. Here we go.
Grew up out in the desert where I learned to thrive alone. Lived in LA till it broke me. Oh, I rolled on like a stone. Found a girl and found a job just like they say good people do. But every now and then I turn the salt inside her wound. Oh, and all I know is we can't, we won't let go. Keeping the light on, the light on ain't easy. Keeping the fight on so long is hard to do. For all the times you feel the way, there might just be a better way. Don't deny that it feels so hard. Keeping the light on.
I still hear your voice when you sleep next to me.
Hello, hello. We are back, Toby and Zuck. To start us off, we have Every Time We Touch by Cascada.
My weakness, but I don't know. yourself.